In this bulletin, the federal government releases the Aged Care Royal Commission's final report, 25 asylum seekers to be released from detention in Brisbane, and in sport, the remainder of Australia's T20 series against New Zealand to be played behind closed doors in Wellington. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. The federal government has announced $452 million in initial funding to reform aged care in response to the Royal Commission's final report. The Royal Commission spent more than 2 years investigating the sector, receiving over 10,500 submissions and hearing from more than 640 witnesses. Its final report has made 148 recommendations for reform to the sector, including new laws to protect the rights of elderly people and increased regulator powers. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the values, rights and needs of older Australians need to be at the centre of aged care.
I'm committed to dealing with the issues that are raised in this report together with my government team, and it will test all of us. It'll test my government, it'll test the budget, it'll test the parliament, it'll test the way in which we are prepared to deal with this issue as a once-in-a-generation opportunity to actually change it for a new generation. That's the test for all of us.
The government says it's accepted the Royal Commission's request to respond in full to the final report by the 31st of May. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the unidentified cabinet minister accused of the historical rape of a woman has rejected the allegation. Greens Senator Sarah Hanson-Young, Labor's Penny Wong and Mr Morrison were sent a letter detailing the complaint last week. The woman behind the allegations went to the New South Wales Police last year, but the investigation was suspended when she took her own life after telling authorities she didn't want to proceed. Managing partner of Mark Lawyers, Michael Bradley, represented the woman up until her death and says the accused minister is entitled to the presumption of innocence.
However, the fact remains that a sitting senior cabinet minister has been accused of a very serious crime, and it's untenable that he continue in his role without that being addressed and dealt with. To pretend otherwise is defying reality.
Refugee advocates say dozens of asylum seekers detained in a Brisbane motel for over a year are being released into the community. The Refugee Action Coalition says it understands 23 people who'd been kept at the Kangaroo Point Hotel are being granted bridging visas, along with two detained at the Brisbane Immigration Transit Accommodation. It comes after dozens of asylum seekers brought to Australia under the now-repealed Medevac law were suddenly released from detention in Melbourne in January. Refugee Action Coalition spokesman Ian Rintoul says after the 25 asylum seekers in Brisbane are released, there'll still be more than 70 others in detention centres across Australia. Medical experts believe the federal government's coronavirus vaccination target will be hard to achieve unless immunisation rates are dramatically sped up. The government has set the end of October as the goal for everyone who wants to receive a vaccination to have at least one dose. Australian Medical Association President Omar Khurshid has told the Nine Network that the end of the year is a more realistic target.
I've been saying for a while that October's a pretty tough deadline to meet. When you think about the numbers that you'd need to get out every week and the numbers that we understand the factories can roll out in Melbourne, we're looking at something in the order of 1 million doses a week. So it's going to be a real challenge to get all 20 million Australians done within that time frame.
To sport, the remainder of Australia's T20 series against New Zealand will be played behind closed doors in Wellington due to Auckland's COVID-19 outbreak. The fifth and final match of the series, scheduled for Sunday, has been shifted to Wellington's regional stadium. Cricket New Zealand had already moved Thursday's Game 4 to Wellington from Auckland. Losses in Christchurch and Dunedin last week has Australia 2-0 down in the series, needing to win all three remaining matches to claim victory. Tomorrow's weather, Perth, showers and a possible storm, 31 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 25. Melbourne, cloudy and 17. Hobart, a possible shower, 15. Canberra, mostly sunny, 24. Wollongong, cloudy, 20. Sydney, partly cloudy, 23. The same for Newcastle, 23 degrees. Brisbane, a possible storm, 33. Cairns, windy, rain at times, 30. And Darwin, partly cloudy and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.